I now call to order this November 12th meeting of the Winchester Town Advisory Board. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call. We'll start over here.
Hi, everybody. My name is Chris Hooper.
I'm April Mensch on the phone.
Judy Siegel.
I'm Mallory Cristales.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerblum's liaison.
Matt Young, current planning.
Is there anyone else? We're good? All right, excellent. Next, we'll move on to public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand up, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or a majority vote. Do we have any public comment? Excellent. All right, we'll move on to the approval of minutes for October 29th, 2024. Do we have a motion?
A motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll move on to the approval of the agenda for November 12th, 2024. Do we have a motion to approve?
I motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we'll move on to informational items. Do we have any informational?
No informational items, Chair.
Excellent. So now we'll move into the planning and zoning portion. We'll start with item one. PA-24-700028-Circus LV, plan amendment to amend the Southwest Las Vegas Valley transportation map of the Clark County Master Plan, along with related text in Appendix A from Las Vegas Boulevard to Las Vegas Boulevard for Las Vegas Boulevard South between Sahara Avenue and Flamingo within Winchester and Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Juwan Dotson. I'm here. Juwan, J-A-W-A-A-N. Dotson is D-O-D-S-O-N. 500 Grand Central Parkway. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Clark County Public Works. The application before you is to amend the transportation element to reduce Las Vegas Boulevard right-of-way width. As you can see here, we're going from Sahara all the way down to Flamingo. Just a brief history. The state of Nevada relinquished the easement to Las Vegas Boulevard to the Clark County back in 2003. And then they did the remaining portion from St. Rose Parkway all the way to the California border in 2007. We previously amended that portion of Las Vegas Boulevard. It was supposed to be 300 feet. This is from St. Rose to the California border, 300 feet wide down to 200 feet wide with coordination between the city of Henderson and Clark County. Here, we want to reduce this right-of-way width. When the state released Las Vegas Boulevard to the county, they already had a footprint. This is just a brief of their reported document showing the right-of-way width at 200 feet. So this is what the county assumed from the state of Nevada. So now we want to reduce the right-of-way width to 250, because anytime land use comes in adjacent to Las Vegas Boulevard, they have to submit a Las Vegas South survey. And in that survey, we evaluate where the future right-of-way would be in comparison to all the as-builts. So when they submit these surveys, like we would be, all the frontage for Circus would be within that right-of-way width. If you go even further down the link, we're inside the building in the casino. So in order to reduce any condemnation in the future, or when we have our final design for Las Vegas Boulevard, the 150-foot right-of-way allows us that wiggle room for our design in the future. So we're just asking to continue evaluating Las Vegas Boulevard right-of-way width, and we believe the 150 feet will give us that flexibility with our design without encumbering on the adjacent parcels to Las Vegas Boulevard. That's my presentation. If there's any questions, I'm here to answer.
Do we have any questions from the general public? Do we have any questions from the board?
Yeah, I was just kind of curious, what kind of timing are you looking at for this?
This is a fluid design, because as you know, as we still have empty parcels along Las Vegas Boulevard, but they have submitted, like I said, anytime future land use comes in, we already evaluated what that width would be. Mm-hmm. As far as future for the final design, we're still working on that, as well as, you know, we're being coordinated with all the adjacent property owners.
Mm-hmm. So this is requesting approval for further design work?
Correct.
Okay.
And to allow us to that flexibility as well. 200 feet, like I said, we would be encumbered in them parcels. Like I said, we're in the frontage of Circus. We're in the inside the Lynx Casino. Like, we don't want to get into those, you know, litigations with condemnation and stuff like that. And plus, we can fit our design, because we already have existing improvements along Las Vegas Boulevard, so they allow us to that 150 width. We still have wiggle room for overall build out that we need. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it'll affect parking?
That's what we're trying to do, is not affect parking.
Okay.
Because that's another issue when it comes to, like, when we have, like I said, the Las Vegas Boulevard surveys that are submitted, we evaluate all that too, because we want to make sure we're not encumbering on the properties, and we don't want them to be legal non-conforming. If the county was to come in and widen the road at the 200 feet, then we would be reducing parking and then building alterations and stuff. So we just want to reduce it so we can stay within a footprint that we think is achievable for overall traffic.
That's all I have at the moment.
I keep looking to see if there's... Does anyone else have any questions? All right. Would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All righty, now we'll move on to item two. AR-24-400113, UC-23-0655, LV Futureland LLC, use permits, first application for review for the following: 1, recreational facility; 2, fairgrounds; 3, live entertainment in conjunction with an existing resort on a portion of 86.9 acres in a commercial resort zone.
Gary Lake, representing Resorts Group, Lake, L-A-K-E, 3000 Las Vegas Boulevard. I'm here to answer any questions you have and staff recommendations for approval, and we agree with staff recommendation.
Excellent.
It's similar to the parcel that we up here about a month ago.
So it sounds similar.
Same thing.
Do we have any questions from the general public? Any questions from the board? This is what we come. You come back here every year, and we say, "Gotcha."
I'll see you next year.
Okay. Yeah, that's what. Just to clarify. Any other questions?
No question. I just like to make a motion if there's no other questions.
Alrighty, go ahead.
A motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
See, that's how you do it.
Alrighty. Next, we'll move on to our third item three, UC-24-0574, Allnet Land Development LLC. Use permits for the following: resort hotel, 2, multifamily dwelling. Waivers of development standards for the following: increased driveway width and reduced driveway approach distance. Design reviews for the following: 1, resort hotel; 2, multifamily dwelling; 3, entertainment or recreational facilities, arena, theater, convention area, event plaza, and outdoor pool areas; and 4, all associated and accessory uses, structures and incidental buildings and structures on 26.33 acres in a commercial resort zone.
Hi. Go ahead.
Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the board. I'm Rory Reed. I'm an attorney. That's R-E-I-D. I'm here on behalf of the applicant. With me are representatives of the company, the architecture firm, and Greg Borgel, our land use consultant. He's going to give you handouts.
Sure.
and make a presentation, and then we'd be happy to answer whatever questions you have.
Okay, I'm Greg Borgel. I gave my card to the secretary, so I won't spell my name. And I've been here before, so I hope that some of you recognize me. I'm here representing the project as described by Mr. Reed. And it's comprised of three elements. I suppose you could say it's comprised of more than three elements, but essentially the elements are a arena, a collection of room towers, and a theater. In general terms, the arena projects at 18,000 people seating. The hotel component calculates out something like 2,500, and the theater projects out at about 6,000 seats. Now, all of those numbers are a little bit variable because they have different numbers if you have a different stage site on the theater. And obviously, they could be different on exact numbers for the arena, depending on whether you have floor seating or not. And with regard to the use of the facility, I have for you a little more descriptive material so that you can see what's really going on here.
Thank you.
You bet. And for example, you can see how the property would lay out. Well, I guess for what it's worth, I was advised that your member, Judy Siegel, would not be attending in person, and therefore I made sure that she has received the same exhibits that you've just received, for whatever it's worth.
Thank you.
So this example here, it would be how the arena would be laid out for a basketball court. Mm-hmm. Now that implies that we definitely, positively are going to do a basketball court, and that would be probably inaccurate because the NBA has not decided to expand here, but the project is not dependent on the NBA potential expansion, although clearly they're thinking of Las Vegas as a potential for an NBA contract. But in this case, there will be plenty of events as has been illustrated at the stadium for the football, that fill the place all the time with things that aren't football games by and large. Mm-hmm. And that would be the same here. In other words, there's opportunities for still using it for basketball without an NBA facility, in that a lot of the net, the overall use would be still for basketball, but it would be college basketball tournaments, and that has already been committed not to this site, but to Las Vegas. So the project is the three components that are described, and certainly everyone would be thrilled to get an NBA commitment, and they're making noises like that would be possible. But it's not dependent on that. So the project needs to be looked at overall as a single project with the three elements that are brought out. And since I didn't put this one up for the audience, I'll make the same point over again for the audience, which is to say this is laid out in the manner that it would be as a basketball facility. But that is not the only use of that possible facility. This is laid out by what we construed to be normal theater layout, but it could be less or more than the 6,000 that we've been talking about. So that is the essence of the description of the project. Certainly am available to belabor the issues here, but in addition, we wanted to show you and the audience what the elevations look like, particularly the elevation from the south, because that's the one that is, we think, most, can you adjust there? There we go, thank you. We think is most sensitive because south of here is Turnberry Towers and the existing Fontainebleau facility. And so we thought it was important to convey what those people to our south would be seeing. And this general theme, which is kind of silver and sort of gold, would be carried out throughout the project. So we didn't present four versions of the same thing, but we thought particularly for residents to the south, they probably would want to see what the project intends to be viewed from their existing facilities. In terms of the recommendations of staff, and there's more than one staff involved here. There's Public Works and et cetera. Bottom line is we've worked with them conscientiously over the development of the project, and we believe we have agreement on all conditions. So we don't come here with the idea of persuading you to do something that that Public Works or the planners have not already reviewed and worked on. And secondarily, the developer has gone through the same process with nearby tenants, for example, or owners of in the HOA to the south. And they tell me they have a good working relationship there, and we're going to stay in touch with them as things develop. I will tell you that things do develop when a project of this scope. It probably isn't the last time you'll see us, but this does intend to be a general look that would be going forward. And to the extent that there are tweaks involved, that will come up. Some of those things can be handled administratively, like an issue about lighting in a parking facility or whatever, and that would probably not come back to you, but if it's anything substantive, you may see us on more than one occasion, and I'm frequently here, although I haven't been here as much as usual because I've been busy working on this project, among other things, and so I'm inclined to simply pause and take your comments after one more summary sort of statement, and that is, I've worked on all the hotels that surround the property in the past or relative, or even now with the Sahara folks there, and this is probably the key piece that is needed to make the north end of the strip really work. The Wet n Wild facility that was there at one time was a splendid facility for its own purposes, but it wasn't really fitting in exactly to the strip, and since that's been abandoned, the empty lot there really needs, in my opinion, the opportunity that's presented by this project to really enliven and intensify the ability of that end of the strip to function as part of the strip, as opposed to piecemealing it, as it were. And so we think what we've offered here is a big advantage to all of the tenants nearby and all of the personnel who would be involved, and basically good for the community. And so I'm proud to have worked on it and hoping that you will agree with the staff on the numerous conditions they've proposed, which we have agreed to separately. And I'm going to stop talking.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. Questions from the public? We'll start with you, sir.
Yeah, my name is Paul Buller, 2857 Paradise. I want to begin by making one correction to your statement, and that is that they consulted with the HOA to the south. I'm the president of the HOA to the south. I've had one meeting with Nick and his people back in May. It's very preliminary in nature, no details, and so we've had no conversation since then. So no, we have not had a interaction or working relationship or an opportunity to comment on the project. In fact, I was surprised when I saw in the newspaper over the weekend that this project was moving forward, because I had no information about it and hadn't heard anything about it. So that's one thing. And secondly, what is the status of financing on this project? We've been down this road for 10 years with the prior project, and so you can see we're a little bit gun-shy with regard to work.
And that question is backed up by the presence on the agenda of the name of the prior development entity. These people are all new. They are well-known in the community and well-known outside on the financing side. And I'm advised that they're into it a substantial amount of money right now, because the county required that they demonstrate their sincerity by cleaning up the liens on the property. And that has been done. I'm advised.
Well, those are all right. Billions.
Sir,
we're talking about billions.
I'm going to ask you if you could please spell your name for the record. And then going forward for other questions, if you can please stand, spell your name for the record, and then we'll take all questions, and then he'll answer them at the end all at once, okay?
Okay, so I will collect the questions.
Yes, shall we give you a pen?
Well, I'll trust Rory to follow through on that.
Okay, so B-U-L-L-E-R. All right, and the second question, I guess, would be, traffic study. Has there been a traffic study conducted? And if so, what is the status of the traffic study, particularly with regard to special events at the arena? It's going to have a large amount of traffic on, potentially spreading on to Paradise Road.
I'm sorry, I was supposed to collect the questions. Yeah. So go ahead, please.
And then I guess my next question is, what's the timetable for construction on this project? When do you expect to begin construction? And what is the duration of that construction period that you foresee?
All I can tell you on that point is it's large. Oh, I forgot.
I know, it's hard. It's hard to remember. I forget too. All right. Are those all your questions?
Well, and the final thing is, I assume before there would be any approval that there would be additional decommissioning agreement in place required by the county commission, I assume. Thank you.
All right. Next question, sir.
Okay, my name is Salvatore Bayo, B as in boy, A-I-O. I live at 277 Paradise Road, Tower 4 in Turnberry. Could you go back to the site plan? I just have a couple of questions that have come off the site plan. And I apologize up front. This is the first meeting that I've attended here in this particular county, but I imagine they're all the same.
Is this the one?
No, the one that shows the site plan itself.
The pretty one.
With the buildings?
Yeah.
So my first question is, you're putting up three towers. I believe they're going to be 65 stories each, or when I read it in a paper. So clarify that. Second of all, you're putting up towers, which I got a question in the site plan, because you're putting up towers that abate to two of the buildings in Turnberry, which will block the view, and that's what I'm trying to look at now. Will they block the view of those particular towers, which is Tower 4 and Tower 3 of Turnberry? So I'd like that clarified. And what's the height, if they don't block it, if you look at the two buildings that you've drawn there, what is the height of these particular, this area here, and will that block this view going this way? I know it'll block the view going that way, so I like that answered. And I think the second question that I did have, and I think the gentleman here brought it up, is we don't need another fountain of blue in our hands. It's going to take 20 years to build this thing. So if I was the on your board, first thing I would ask, I wouldn't put a shovel in the ground until they have full financing for the project. Otherwise, we'll end up with a fountain of blue, and it won't be done for the next 20 years. But I appreciate that someone's coming in there and developing that site, because it is an eyesore right now. So,
what are the terms?
Thank you. Did you have a question?
No, sorry. I was not sure where the
Turnberry Place. Did I say tower?
I did too. Sorry.
All right, so I'm in Turnberry Place.
All right, next question. Who has a question? Go ahead.
Walt Knorr, KNORR, 2777 Paradise. Parking. Is it going to be underground parking? And of course, there's a lot of legend with the Wet n Wild about remediation. What's buried under there, what they buried under there, and how to what extent the cost or how deep the remediation is going to have to be for the project. But the big thing is the garage. Is the parking is all going to be underground or again? And then the second question is, what's going to be the setback of Paradise? How far back is that? And what's the address of this? Is it Las Vegas Boulevard, or is it going to be, is it going to be Paradise?
Okay, thank you. Next, any other questions? Go ahead.
Hi, Jeremy Sigal, SIGAL, 222 Karen Avenue. Thank you for showing up today and bringing all this information. I just read it in the newspaper as well, so this is all new to us. Quick for reference, so the right side, that's Paradise Avenue?
Yes.
And then, so on the top right corner, that brown box, that is a one of your tall, I guess question number one, you guys have asked for the 750 foot height to go up, whatever. Which building, I'm just trying to understand from ours, like where the highest buildings are gonna be.
All right.
Thank you.
Anyone else have a question?
I do.
Sir?
Alan Diaz, DIAZ, over at 640 Tama Shanter over at Las Vegas Country Club. Basically, my only question, like the gentleman brought up, is the traffic study. If there's any, monorail stations that are, some tunnel that will bring people over there. I've been to many other sporting events out of cities, and that's always an issue. And now that we're, in the future, and we can actually plan out a better relief for traffic and people. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else have a question? This is your last opportunity to ask questions. So if you have one, ask it now. All right. All right, question is closed.
Take them in order from Mr. Reed, who's been running now.
Yeah.
First question you addressed was financing.
Oh, well, that's the easiest question, which is you shop it around and you see which funding agencies are interested in doing it, and you provide them with a pro forma that indicates what participants total will be involved, and those don't happen until you have an entitlement. That's what we're here for, to have an entitlement by which funding agencies, and I'm told that there are a number of them who are interested in the project already, and that it would be more like a competition among them to be the funding agency, but that doesn't happen because they don't know what they're bidding on yet, and so that is the only answer I have.
Traffic study.
Yes, a traffic study will be required. We will get no permits without the traffic study. That's one of the conditions in the agenda that I pointed out in my opening remarks. Is basically an absolute, and we understand that. We, of course, done preliminary studies, but that is a long way from being a final approval for the traffic management program. But yes, there will be a traffic management program. Now I'm leaping ahead to, I guess, a different line, but it relates here pretty clearly. And that is that, yes, they intend to have facilities for Lyft and Uber, and they're discussing the access to the monorail, which goes right by the property. And so all of those things will be in play. And they are fully meeting parking code for the facilities that they are proposing. So there's no waiver of parking being sought now, or I assume ever. And since it is in the nature of underlying the structure, they would in fact, you can in fact be comfortable that it will really be built with that number of parking spaces, because that will basically be the floor of the overall project. And I'm sorry for leaping ahead.
Two boring dumping stations.
Okay, well, I'm told that they are in negotiation for two boring company stations, which were what I meant when I said that they're right next to the monorail. They obviously, the monorail serves them, but the boring company, they are in negotiations to have that underground version of a subway, if you will.
Question about the timetable.
Timetable, they are pressing us to get this before the county commission and approved, so that they can sign the documents and begin work. Now, someone else, I'm sorry, I'm leaping ahead again, asked about the preparation of the site. And yes, they are well aware that there are structures on the site that need to be removed still, that are underground right now, but would not be part of this project, obviously, and would have to be developed and moved. That requires the drainage study, which again the county has to approve. And all of that, the pressure we're getting is to get an entitlement in place so that they can fund it and build it. Now, how long does it take to build? My experience has been that, and I've done all of the projects out there, I think, has been between 2 and 3 years to build the project. Now, sometimes you can build a project in less time than that, but as requirements are brought out by the county, the county's gotten increasingly severe about protecting the public interest. Therefore, the first thing they will have to do is what was separately asked, which is a commitment and a bond to allow for any work that doesn't get done to be removed. And so their interest is to move as quick as they can, starting with the entitlement, which is the process we're doing here. And they typically take 2 years, maybe 3 years in the case of, let us say, difficulties that you didn't anticipate, particularly with the arena, which is kind of a major exiting type issue, which has to go through a separate process, for example, with the fire department, et cetera. So a 2 or 3 year process is my experience for a project of this scope. Oh.
There were several questions about tower heights.
Oh, well, the towers are of different heights. Eastern component here is maxed out at 752. These two towers, tower A and B, are a little higher. And maybe I should just defer to the architect to tell me how high the other two towers are.
Sure. Actually, the circle on the east tower, the big circle.
This circle?
No, the east tower.
Tower C.
Oh, Tower C, okay.
Yeah, this one. That one and the pill-shaped right next to right below your finger. No, same brown one. Sorry.
Why don't you say your name for the record?
Alfredo Alcantar, A-L-C-A-N-T-A-R.
Paul Steelman.
With Paul Steelman. These towers are
at 752, and this slopes down to, I think this one is next, this is about 600 at this end. This portion here is about 550.
And the square is a parking garage?
This is a garage, so this is about 380.
380? Mm-hmm. Oh, good job. And the arena?
The arena is about 250.
Beautiful.
Why don't you move the towers with the arena?
Right.
You know, get them away from the other buildings. You're destroying those two buildings of Turnberry by putting the towers there. Destroying those units. You have 37 stories. You could have built 60 stories. So you have the first 37 stories of any block. And two buildings in Turnberry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're okay.
I apologize. Yeah, this is my first meeting, so I apologize for not following protocol.
I'm sorry. We already had the comment, so he's just answering.
Okay, and the next question.
I think you answered them. The last question were where were the tallest towers being addressed?
Yes, we answered that, and although this was a question that I thought I had pointed out and solved, Turnberry is here. Mm-hmm. And so this is height constrained at the 752 number, and this one was just elaborated on by Alfredo there. So I guess that's a full submission and response, although I have been told that there was a continuing commitment to work with the HOA, which I gather hasn't happened as thoroughly as I was led to believe. But we will see to it that it happens.
Okay.
You have.
So regardless, I will take the word back that the level of communication with the HOA hasn't been sufficient.
Okay. So I'm that would be in the form of like a neighborhood meeting.
That's up to the HOA,
okay.
Not us. As I mentioned, I was told that they had an ongoing understanding that there were.
Greg, if I can, this is Rory Reed for the record. There was a meeting in May. I didn't attend it.
Okay.
But there's been subsequent conversations, as I understand it, between the HOA and the company.
Yeah.
And these plans have been provided. And if that's not true, we have an ongoing commitment to make that happen. And
okay.
It's not true. Yeah. Well,
we have a difference of opinion. I'll submit that.
I didn't sit in your meeting room and plug my laptop into your TV to be able to go through these same exact documents?
Okay, we're not having a discussion?
That's all right.
He's being addressed.
Yeah.
Questions being.
We have.
He's just responding to a question.
Okay.
If I can, Madam Chair, I just want to express our commitment to have an ongoing conversation with the HOA to share plans, and an ongoing conversation will occur as it has in the past.
Okay.
And this matter will go forward for another hearing at the county commission, I will see to it that the parties who are supposed to have been meeting with the HOA have the opportunity to pursue those kind of questions with before it gets to the county commission.
Okay. Chris, do you have questions?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on some of the questions that were asked previously. There was a question about the Paradise Road setback.
I actually thought it was the Las Vegas Boulevard setback. So before I answer.
Maybe it was both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since you just received a presentation
mm-hmm.
from Representative of Public Works, we have worked with him, and we are now providing a full commitment to designing this to satisfy them. So we have met with them and agreed to the setbacks. Now the setback is a little bit convoluted because of the multiple entry points. There is a major access point here, and there's a major access point here, which lines up with Karen, the street of Karen, and there are secondary access points elsewhere. But the bottom line is that we're meeting the required setback from all sides of the building under the law, and that involves us changing the frontage here in the manner that Public Works just described to you. Now, over here, because Paradise is actually constrained by the Sahara Hotel dedication, we are matching that and taking access on the Karen alignment as well. So we presume that that is suitable for a signalized intersection. But we can't do much about the minimal setback available because the Sahara Hotel is already in place, and it wouldn't afford much balance to do anything other than aligning up with Karen. And so that's where we are.
There was also a question about the address.
The which?
Remember the address for the property?
Oh, it'll be addressed off Las Vegas Boulevard.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's an easy
one. That's an easy one, right?
Everybody wants to be addressed off Las Vegas Boulevard.
Oh, sure.
And that works better. And by the way, the Sahara pretty well has occupied the rest of the opportunity to connect to anything. And so even if we didn't want to, we would be necessarily taking a address off Las Vegas Boulevard.
Okay. And then to touch on some other questions, the funding, you had mentioned about interested parties are lining up with funding.
That's what I've been told.
Okay, that's what you told. Is the project soliciting funding? Is there any kind of campaign going out looking for backing?
Well, there is, but it's hard. They are hard pressed as developers to get any commitment from anybody until there's an entitlement in place and the project is a real project that's been approved by the county, and then people will evaluate that in light of what, for example, the Federal Reserve does tomorrow when they meet, what the interest rates will be, and all of that goes into some very sophisticated calculations, which probably exceed my ability to explain, sure. But those conversations are taking place.
Okay, and is that happening with domestic investors, foreign investors? Is it like the whole gamut, or?
I didn't ask that question.
Okay.
That throws an extra loop into the system because now we're talking about different rates of exchange. Mm-hmm. And so my belief is that they're working primarily with local, meaning United States, funders. But, I thought the same thing back when Deutsche Bank stood up and decided they wanted to get involved in building a portion of the Cosmopolitan. So things happen,
sure.
But I would simply be guessing at this point what things like that might happen.
Okay. And then thinking about the parking, is there a calculation or some sort of goal of what the parking would be within this project and what the needs for parking would be, and reconciling those numbers somehow?
Well, yes, and that's what, first of all, the architect does.
Okay.
You certainly can interrogate him if you wish, but it's also what staff does in calculating what parking is required by the various uses, and they have a formula that assumes some interaction that some of the people going to the arena are living here and or renting a room temporarily for an event here, and that therefore you don't need a parking space for every person who might be on the property. And in fact, the county now takes the attitude of please don't provide excess parking. In fact, we would have to apply for a waiver if we wanted to provide more parking than the staff has calculated is required for the uses. And that's in the spirit of, for lack of a better term, greenness, of discouraging overuse of the Strip or Paradise Road as a parking lot when events let off or not. And so just informationally, I've been involved in so many of these projects that everyone was fighting to not provide more parking than they need. These people are at the equation where if they wanted to provide more parking, it would take a waiver.
But the actual numbers themselves, that's something the architect would know?
Well, I don't know that it was offhand, but we can ask him.
You have like a ballpark?
Yeah, I mean, in general, there is, like Greg is saying, there's calculations that are that the county requires us to meet. There's calculations that the county requires us to meet. A certain amount of parking for a garage, for an arena, and so forth, and podium. We are at about, we're 58 and change are required, 5,800 and change are required. We're at 59.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Can you please state your name for the record?
Alfredo Alcantar with Stillman Partners.
And this is Rory Reed. If I can put a bow on that, we're not seeking a variance. We're fully parked. That what the staff and the architects determined was appropriate, that's what we're providing.
Okay.
And by the way, if I can elaborate even more on that.
Sure.
There is no interest on the north end of the strip of not providing parking for people to come to the north end of the strip, which has been the problem in the community. This facility is designed to serve the community and the public interest on and trying to shortcut the parking would have been the last thing they would have done.
Okay. And then in terms of timing, you were saying 2 to 3 years?
That's been my experience on similar facilities.
Okay. Is that the project goal?
Well,
we haven't final determined these.
Okay.
Stay your name.
Standing up, saying your name.
Not a problem.
Who you are?
Not a problem. Nick Tomasino, LVXP, Chief Construction Officer. That's the reason why I jumped in from a timeline standpoint.
Sure.
You know, this development, very large, very complex. With it, we do anticipate roughly a 4-year duration for construction. So that's what we're looking at this point. And, you know, traffic certainly has been a something that we've woven into the project design itself. Given the arena, given the theater, given the overall capacity of the venue, we want to make sure that the experience with the guests are just as good as the surrounding and adjacent residences, and whether it's the employee coming into work, or the guest that's leaving to go to the airport. As mentioned, you know, we've worked with the Boring Company. We've got a couple different locations to be able to connect off the Paradise Tunnel along with the Las Vegas Tunnel. We feel that, given the addition to the tunnel, I think it really will assist with alleviating a lot of the traffic. We've given up a lot of our property itself, We want to be able to interconnect Paradise and Las Vegas Boulevard. I think the through traffic will really assist with connecting the two, along with providing direct access to the hotels, along with the access right at Karen, to be able to come right into our venue, to be able to eliminate the necessity to be able to congest any of the other intersections of the site. There are two bus stops as well. We have a bus stop that's, I'm not sure where it is, but I think this is a proposed bus stop here and a proposed bus stop there.
So you mentioned a 4-year construction time. This is a very complex project. For those, because most of us don't understand the scope of what a project like this looks like, can you possibly give us, like, in very simplified terms, like the main stages it will take to completion from here to your end point? Just to give everyone a better understanding.
A short version of the long.
I don't know how I can do a short response to that.
Like you're telling one of your kids.
Yeah. Let me just throw this out there. We have a big hole that we're going to be digging. Most of the parking is subterranean. We have a...
Is there a discussion about sewage and like sewage piping?
Sewage piping, yes. We will be connecting into the city sewer system. Absolutely.
Which is existing.
Okay, sir? Yes.
Sorry about that. That was not good.
Okay. So, there's a large excavation for the subterranean parking. We've got So with that being said, to be able to excavate such a large area, roughly 1.2 million cubic yards of dirt, it'll take approximately about a year to be able to build that entire subterranean space. And then be able to come out of the ground, to be able to then stand vertically out of the ground, we're looking at approximately a year and a half from that point. And then from there, we would cap it off with the remaining to be able to build out the venues with the exterior cladding and the interior build out. So we do have a pool deck, and with the pool deck, you know, there'll be quite a bit of work that'll be take place all the way through to the end of the project. So, kind of.
Can you give us our total, our grand total?
Oh, that was the 4 years.
Okay. Thank you.
And you'll be working with local labor unions, the crafts, that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Have an estimate of how many jobs might be created?
Ballpark? We have submitted a pro forma, and I don't want to contradict anything that's
in
the documents that we've already provided.
Mm-hmm.
However, a large project like this, through construction, you can anticipate many, many thousands of jobs on site. I'm sure I can make some good, solid, safe estimates at approximately 4,000 or 5,000 jobs at peak on site. Not to mention all the indirect jobs that will facilitate.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any more questions?
Yes, I was curious about the arena. You depicted it with a basketball court. It's going to be like a multi.
It'll be used the same way that the football stadium is now being used.
And okay.
It will, as often as it is used for football, it's used more often for visiting performances. And that has been tremendous. My understanding is, just from the media reports, that has been a little bit of a surprise to everyone, that there was that much demand for that size arena. This will be an in-betweener.
Okay.
It'll be between the current basketball facility and the current football facility. So as an in-betweener, we think there'll be a demand for this size unit, yes.
Mm-hmm. Judy, do you have any questions?
I do not. I think they answered them all through everyone speaking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where are you at, Chris? Do you have more questions?
That answers my questions for the moment.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion if there's no more questions.
All righty, go ahead.
I'd like to approve with staff conditions.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you. And that doesn't preclude us hanging around and answering whatever question came up that didn't get answered. So we're being.
We still have a meeting to conduct, so if everyone interested in this item, can go ahead to the lobby.
Thank you for your attention to this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So now we will move on to general business.
Do any of you want to keep any of this? Can I recycle it?
You can recycle. I mean, I feel special having it, but I will let you take it. Thank you. It was nice seeing you, good sir. All right. Moving on to general business. Guys, we are still conducting a meeting. Can we please keep our voices down? Thank you. General business.
Just a reminder, Chair, town board applications are due at the end of this month. I appreciate everyone on the board. We have received your applications, so thank you very much, and that is it.
All righty. Now we'll move on to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Would anyone like to make a general comment? Okie dokie. Alrighty, our next meeting date will be November 26, 2024. This meeting is adjourned. Everyone always has to be a herd of elephants.